With 91 Seconds on Film, I'm Ben Knuckles. 91 Seconds on Film is brought to you by Crutchfield and by the Visualite Cinema, the Valley's home for foreign and independent film. You don't have to be high to enjoy Pineapple Express. Not that I expect to deter anyone. But the movie is more than just a stoner comedy. It's a warm-hearted and seemingly knowledgeable look at the many absurdities and frustrations of marijuana culture. It carries an undercurrent of quiet outrage that people should be persecuted for using a relatively harmless drug. It's also plenty funny. Pineapple Express stars Seth Rogen, who also co-wrote the screenplay, as a pot-addled process server, and James Franco as Rogen's emotionally needy dealer. Franco is the standout, communicating a fragile innocence and cognitive abilities that swing from modest to non-existent. Strangely enough, the director is David Gordon Green, an arthouse darling who hasn't quite fulfilled the potential of his lyrical debut, George Washington. Green's relaxed shooting style gives the actors room to riff, and he's great at capturing moments of simple bliss. His best contribution is the casting of one of his discoveries, an amiably deranged actor named Danny McBride, as the third wheel. There's an earnestness in Green, though, that doesn't always jibe with broad comedy, and he brings a muddy tone to the movie's persistent violence. It's hard to tell whether the many gruesome injuries and deaths in the final act are meant to be funny, and if you're not laughing, the mayhem is hard to justify. Still, Pineapple Express is a solid three-toke hit. With 91 Seconds on Film, I'm Ben Knuckles. 91 Seconds on Film is brought to you by the Visualite Cinema and by Crutchfield, bringing the theater home with a selection of digital flat-panel TVs and home theater gear in Charlottesville, Harrisonburg, and at crutchfield.com. 91 Seconds on Film can be heard Thursdays and Saturdays at 2:20, Friday mornings at 9:20, and Friday afternoons at 5:20.